Kiddush loika miborle. That's no shaila to me. Because Avadi is chayiv on it. Because he's a zaretz loy. So the Yemurim is considered like a zarekayin. But tiko miborle, my shaila is like this. Lav the kolu ti yamai. Is there a second law that since there's a mitzvah to burn it, whatever there's a mitzvah to burn it, there's also this law of not eat from it? So Amar Rav Aharon, Rav Aharon said, Amar Rav Aharon, Ravino, Tashma, come in here. Tan, you learned. Rav Lezer Weimer, Kol Shul B'Kol Otiya, whenever there's a mitzvah sesay to burn it from Kodshim, Yishno, it means to say, Litin Leisasei Alach Elasei, that there is a law of eat from it. Therefore, when the crane eats from the Amurim, Enechnami, he gets a lav also from, he gets a lav from eating something that's supposed to be burnt. The other Mishnah says, Minchas Kahanim, or Minchas Kohen Moshiach, or Minchas Nesachim. A regular mincha that a Kohen brings, whether it's a Minchas Chayvo, a Minchas Nadovo, the Minchas Kohen Moshiach, the Minchas Chavitin that it brings every day, or Minchas Nesachim, the Minchas brought with a Korban Hatomid or Korban Oilo, the mincha that comes with it, is Lamizbeach. The whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. And V'yein Dem LaKahanim. There's no part of it that goes to the Kahanim. But then, these type halachis, is Yofa Koyach HaMizbeach MeKoyach HaKahanim. The Mizbeach gets more from it than the Kahanim receive. But, Shtei HaLechem that comes on Shavuos, the Lechem HaPorim that comes on Shabbos, the Kahanim. The Kahanim eat the whole Mincha. And V'yein Dem LaMizbeach, the Mizbeach receives nothing from it. Over there, in these Inyonim, is Yofa Koyach HaKahanim MeKoyach HaMizbeach. The Kahanim receive more than the Mizbeach receives. Samora says, V'su Lech is the true what he's saying, are these the only things that no thing is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the Kahanim receive nothing? I've weak oilo, there's a korban oilo, it's also kula kula, no thing is burnt, a korban oilo. Samora says, no, e korban is the Kahanim, that korban oilo, I call upon the skin of the animal goes to the Kohen. I've weak oilo soif, when you bring oilo soif, a bird, there's no skin, no thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. Samora says again, no, there's a crop and there's the feathers that are taken off and not burnt on the Mizbeach. It's thrown down and burnt on the Beis Hadeshen, Lamato. I've weakened the Sochim. I, when you bring Yayin from the Sochim, the whole Yayin is still on top of the Mizbeach. Samora says, no, Lishisa Nazli. They go Lishisa means not on the Mizbeach, not on the fire. They go on the side, on the corners, on the hollow pipes to take it straight down, but not on the fire. Samora says, so, my bezu, what does the Mishnah say? You mean to say, bezu yof, what do you mean to say, lafukei? Samora says, yes, the Chiddush is lafukei with the Shmuel, that our Mishnah is not like Shmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel says, ha-misnadiv yayin, somebody makes an adova, to bring yayin, so locher is, may via, you bring the yayin, or mizalfa agavi ishim, he holds the whole thing is burnt agavi mizbeach, you pour it and burn it on top of the mizbeach. If so, Yain is also should be included in the Mishnah. Kamar Shmuel no, that's the Chiddush our Mishnah is not like Shmuel, but rather the Lishish and Azli. Then what do you do with the Midchas of Nesachim of Yain? The Discha Yain is poured on the side on the two holes there to take it straight down, but not on the fire of the Mizbeach. Zvor says Misayel Lishmuel to write to Shmuel to Yom Shmuel. Shmuel says Ha Misnadiv Shemen. Somebody brings Shemen from Mincha. Is Kuntzoy, take a kmitza worth of it and burn it, but for Shirayim Necholim, the rest of the Shemen is Nechol HaKahanim. Therefore, this does not go into our Mishnah that says the category that no thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. Then the Mishnah says the opposite way, that the Shteh Lechem Lechem Ponim is Kulu LaKahanim and nothing on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara B'Suleka, these are the only things we call Chatesoyf, and Chatesoyf, the whole thing is Nechol about the Kahanim. Gemara says, no, Ikudomo, there's a component, the Zrikas Adam of the Chatozev that goes on the Mizbeach, so there is something to the Mizbeach. Avika Luk Shemin Shalmatzaira, also that the whole thing goes to the Kahanim, there's no part of it that's put on the Mizbeach. Samar says true, even though no part is on the Mizbeach, but Ika Mat Noisov, there is the Maton of it that doesn't go on the Mizbeach, but component goes on the Mitzvah itself, not the whole thing is given to the Kahanim. If so, Omai Bezu, what does the Mishnah mean to say Bezu, what's the Kamalafuka come to exclude? In man di yomar shtei halechem haboyis pifnei yatzvon. In the case of bringing shtei halechem by itself, without the shnei kvosim, that is a sheep that is a sheep that says l'sreifa. It goes l'sreifa. You have to bring it on the mizbeach. The sreifa afyun is kamash mon. Now Mishnah teaching us no kamash mulon to bezu yofa kher kahanim li'elam. But by shtei halechem, it always goes to the kahanim. even in the case where the shtelechem comes by itself, still the lochem is the whole thing goes l'kehanim. The other Mishnah says, kol ha-manochoy sanasos bekli, any mincha that has to be made inside a kli, like a minchas machalas, a minchas macheshes, the lochem is tunois sholosh matnois shemen. There are three times that you have to put shemen into the mincha. There's a yitziko, or velila, or matan shemen bekli, kredul masiyosan, before you even start to make it. At the beginning, first you have to pour a little bit shemen into the kli. That's called matan shemen, yeah, kredul masiyosan. Then you put the flour inside the kli, and then you put a little bit shemen on top of it, or boil kol biyach, and you mix it all up, and that's called the velila. And after the belila, you bake it tak in a machavas or a macheshes, like a nidroi, and then you make it into 10 matzos, and after you bake it, then you have to cut it up into small pieces, and you pour shemen on top of it. That's called yitzika. That's the third thing that's done with the shemen. That's called sholosh matonos shemen. Yitzika, that's the last one. Belila, the middle one. That's the first one. Now, v'hachalois boilolon. These are the words of Rebbe. That by minchas chalo, like a machavas or macheshes, after you bake it, then you first have to cut it up into pieces, and then you pour shemen, that's when you make the belila. That's the Rebbe holds. V'chomo, the chomo say no, soilus, that you make the belula when it's still in the form of flour. Like we said before, first you put shemen in the kli, then you put the yisurin, then you put more shemen, you make a belula, then you bake it. But that's the chom shita, that the belula is done when it's still in the form of flour. Now, ha chalois tunois belila. The mincha has to be baked like a chalo. The mitzvah is, like we said, either when it's the yisurin, when the flour, or when after you bake it, you have to chop it up again. But the mitzvah belula, you have to mix it up with the shemen. For a tikkun, but a mitzvah, the mincha that comes made out of wafers, that's meshuchim. That you just have to pour the shemen on top of it. You don't mix it up with the flour with shemen, but rather you first knead the dough, the flour with peishrim, lukewarm water. Then you bake it into 10 rikikin. Then you just pour oil on top of it. That's all. The pasuk says a rikikin matas meshuchim b'shemen. The Mishnah explains. Ketzad moshchen, how do you pour the shemen on top of the wafers? Kimin ki, you have to use a type of a key, which is some sense like a ladle, that's the way you use to pour the shemen on top of it. So it says, ois of yivonis ki, like an X. That's how you used to pour the shemen on the top of the rakikin. Kishara shemen, what do they do with the leftover shemen? It's a low look shemen. That's nechel kahanim. Leftover shemen is supposed to be put on top of the rakikin after you make a meshicha. The leftover shem attack is nechel akanim, the kanim of right eat it. Now the Gemara says, lemute mai, what does the Mishnah come in to exclude? So I'm a rapopo, lemute minchas mafe, come in to exclude a minchas mafe, in case we just bake the mincha. But the Mishnah says only, a chol amnochas anasas bekli, it's made in a kli. La fulki a minchas mafe, doesn't made in a kli, but you just bake it right away. Over there, the taner, you bake it first in the taner. Like we'll see later, it's coming to mind, there's no yitzika by this mincha that's baked in an oven. Turn around, coming here, the price is like this. V'yinminchas marcheshes korbenecho. You bring the minchas made in the marcheshes, a deep in, soilus, bashemin, tasa. You have to make the flour with oil. The lamna comes to teach us, shetuna mata shemin bekli. That first you have to put shemin into the kli. Before you even put the flour in, the first thing is first you put some shemen into the kli. Then korbanecho says, the chesh korbanecho, what's full of zera shava?